My name is Ketsia Aurelien, Ketsia Aurelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is the patient Carol Lee Spindle, Carolee, last name Stindl. Number one, hypertension. This hypertension is likely related to primary hyperaldosteronism, as evidenced by elevated renin-aldosterone ratio of 33.6 on recent labs, period. The CTA of the abdomen completed in 2020 reveals no adrenal mass or abnormalities, period. She is currently taking spironolactone, 25 milligrams twice a day. However, we adjusted the dose to 50 milligrams twice a day and discontinued her hydrochlorothiazide due to severe leg cramps. Period. We will repeat the renin-aldosterone ratio levels for the next visit, period. Another differential includes hyperparathyroidism, which we will further assess with mineral bone disease lab work, period. A third concern is her history of right renal infarct in 2020, which was treated with a mechanical thrombectomy and infusion for thrombolysis, period. To reevaluate the low and circulation in that kidney, we will order a renal dynamic test to assess for patency. Period. If there's any abnormalities, we will continue with further workup of the kidneys to investigate problems with the flow, period. Number two, hyperaldosteronism. As previously mentioned, we increased the dose of the spironolactone from 25 milligrams twice a day to 50 milligrams twice a day. Her blood pressure reading today is 129 over 87, period. Her blood pressure log from home ranges from systolic blood pressure of 120s to 160s and occasional spikes of 170s and diastolic blood pressure readings of 60s to 80s, period. We advised her to continue monitoring her blood pressure readings at least twice a day after taking her medication to further assess the trends. Period. Number three. Chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrocirrhosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. However, her atrophic right kidney could contribute to the decrease in renal function, period. Her recent lab reveals BUN of 28, creatinine of 1.13, and AGFR of 52. There is no evidence of proteinuria with protein to creatinine ratio of 68 milligrams, period. There is no activity in the urinary sediments. She denies any urinary symptoms, period. Her recent renal ultrasound reveals a small right kidney measuring 8 by 4 centimeters with cortical thinning, which is likely related to the history of renal infarct of the right kidney. However, her left kidney is unremarkable. We will continue to monitor her kidney functions, period. GERD. She is currently taking omeprazole. Hypothyroidism. Her recent TSH was within normal limits. She is taking levothyroxine 100 mics daily. Hyperlipidemia, lipid panel was unremarkable. She is taking a statin. Severe leg cramps, patient reports fatigue and severe leg cramps, which started since her admission at the hospital for uncontrolled hypertension. She was started on a few new medications, including amlodipine, hydrochlorothiazide, spironolactone, and her carvedilol was increased, period. We discontinued the hydrochlorothiazide due to the severe leg cramps, and ordered magnesium levels to rule out hypomagnesemia, which could occur as a result of her intake of omeprazole, period. She is also taking a simvastatin, which could also contribute to the leg cramping. She was informed to follow up with her primary care provider for further evaluation. Period. Obesity with BMI of 40.2 The patient weighs 234 pounds today. She is encouraged to lose weight by increasing her physical activity and adopting a plant-based diet. Hyperglycemia, fasting glucose level of 123 noted on recent labs. We ordered an A1C for further evaluation. We will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with lab work and to review the test results. We spent 10 minutes reviewing and interpreting the medical records, 25 minutes discussing the results, performing the physical exam and ROS, and going over the recommendations and plan. And we spent 10 minutes on documentation. End.